Baton Rouge Background Check for Employment, A Complete Guide, 2025. Employers in Baton Rouge rely on background checks to hire trustworthy employees and stay compliant with hiring laws. At iProspect Check, we provide quick, accurate background screening services that support businesses across Louisiana. This guide explains the key rules and best practices for running employment background checks specifically in Baton Rouge. Key takeaways. Pre-employment background checks help Baton Rouge employers confirm applicant details, verify qualifications, and decide if someone is the right fit for a role. Common screenings include criminal record searches, work and education verification, license checks, driving history, and identity confirmation. Employers must follow all federal, Louisiana state, and local laws to stay compliant and reduce legal risks. A background check in Baton Rouge reviews a candidate's criminal history, work experience, education, licenses, and other records to help employers decide if they're qualified for a position. Employers across Louisiana use background checks to confirm applicant information and make hiring decisions based on facts, not just what's on a resume. Here are some of the main reasons Baton Rouge employers depend on background screenings. 1. Promote workplace safety. Checking criminal history helps identify risks that could affect coworkers, customers, or the public. This is an important step in maintaining a safe work environment. 2. Support fair hiring. Applying the same screening process to every applicant keeps hiring consistent and fair. This reduces bias and helps prevent discrimination claims. 3. Meet legal and industry requirements. Employers in Baton Rouge must follow federal laws, Louisiana state rules, and any local hiring requirements. Some industries also have extra screening obligations. For example, employers regulated by the S. Department of Transportation, DOT, must perform DOT background checks, DOT drug testing, and DOT physicals for safety-sensitive jobs. Ochsner Health, which operates hospitals and clinics in Baton Rouge, requires all new hires to pass a background check as part of the pre-employment process. Louisiana State University, LSU, mandates background checks for all new hires, including criminal history, work history, education, and offender registry searches. For reduced negligent hiring liability. If an employee causes harm and wasn't properly vetted, the employer could face lawsuits. Running background checks shows that you took reasonable steps to hire safely. 5. Protect confidential data. Jobs in healthcare, finance, and law often involve sensitive information. Screening applicants helps confirm their trustworthiness before granting access. 6. Safeguard your reputation. Employees represent your business to the public. Reviewing backgrounds helps avoid hiring individuals whose past conduct could damage your company's image. Know before you hire. Get a quote. The results depend on the screenings ordered. Most Baton Rouge employers request criminal history. If an applicant has a record, a report may show case number, court name, offense date, charge description, felony or misdemeanor classification, case outcome and disposition date, sentencing details if available. Louisiana law restricts the use of expunged or sealed records in hiring. Employment verification. This screening confirms the applicant's job history, including employer names and locations, employment dates, job titles and duties. Education verification. It checks academic background such as school names and locations, attendance dates, degrees or certifications earned. Professional license verification. For licensed roles, this confirms license holder's name, license number and type, status active, expired, or restricted, issuing authority, issue and expiration dates, any disciplinary actions, identity verification, confirms identity details like full legal name and aliases, past addresses, date of birth, motor vehicle records MVR check. For driving jobs, an MVR check may include driver's license number and class, issue and expiration dates, listed address and legal name, traffic violations, DUIs or major offenses, suspensions or revocations. 1. Create a screening policy. Develop a written policy that explains when and how background checks are used. Make sure it follows federal, Louisiana, and local laws and list which roles require screening. 2. Train your HR and hiring team. Hiring staff should be trained on their legal responsibilities, including how to get consent, review reports, and handle issues fairly. 3. Provide disclosure and get written consent. Before running a check, give applicants a standalone disclosure form explaining the process. Then get their written authorization, as required by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. 4. Work with a trusted background check provider. Choose a provider like iProspect Check that delivers accurate, timely, and compliant results. 5. Time the background check correctly. Louisiana doesn't have a statewide ban-the-box law for private employers, but it's best practice to wait until after an interview or conditional job offer before asking about criminal records. 6. Match the check to the job. Screenings should be tailored to the position. For example, check driving records only if the role requires operating a vehicle. 7. Communicate with applicants. Keep candidates informed throughout the process. After reviewing results, let them know the next steps or discuss any concerns. 8. Review criminal history carefully. If records appear, consider the nature of the offense, how long ago it happened, and its relevance to the job. Federal and state guidelines support case-by-case evaluations. 9. Follow the FCRA adverse action steps. If you decide not to hire based on the report, you must follow the FCRA adverse action process. Pre-adverse action notice: provide a copy of the report and explain the issue. Allow time to respond, give applicants the chance to dispute or clarify. Final adverse action notice: if the decision stands, send a final notice along with a summary of their rights under the FCRA. Federal laws. Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The FCRA sets national standards for how consumer reporting agencies, CRAs, collect and share personal data. It also outlines what employers must do when using these reports in hiring. For positions with annual pay under $75,000, reports cannot include arrests older than 7 years that didn't result in convictions, paid tax liens, civil lawsuits or judgments. Chapter 13 bankruptcies. Chapter 7 can be reported for up to 10 years. Accounts sent to collections. Before ordering a background check, employers must provide a clear, standalone disclosure form. Obtain written consent from the applicant. If the decision not to hire is based on the report, employers must share the report and send a pre-adverse action notice. Give the applicant a chance to dispute or correct the information. Issue a final adverse action notice if the decision is confirmed. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, FCA. The Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, FCA, applies to federal agencies and contractors. It requires them to delay questions about criminal history until after a conditional job offer. Violating this law can result in loss of eligibility for federal contracts. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII makes it illegal to discriminate in employment based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EOC, enforces this law and provides guidance on handling criminal history fairly. When a background check shows a criminal record, employers should evaluate whether the offense is related to the position. Consider how much time has passed since the offense. Weigh any potential safety concerns. employers who reject applicants automatically based on criminal history risk facing discrimination claims. State laws. Applicant cost prohibition. Under LARA Section 23:897, employers in Louisiana cannot require applicants to pay for hiring-related costs, including fingerprints, background checks, drug tests, or medical exams. Employers also may not require applicants to pay for records the employer needs as a condition of employment. They also can't withhold funds from an employee's paycheck to pay for these costs. Companies that violate this law may face a $100 fine or up to 3 months in jail for each violation. Restrictions on social media access. Employers are not allowed to ask applicants or employees for their personal social media usernames, passwords, or other authentication information under LARA Section 51:1953. They are also prohibited from disciplining, discharging, refusing to hire, or penalizing applicants or employees for failing to give the employer access to their social media accounts. However, employers can request login details for employer-issued devices. They can also require login information when an employee has transferred the employer's proprietary information to their personal account. Louisiana Fair Chance Law. Per LARA Section 42:1701, state agencies cannot include questions about criminal history on job applications. They are also prohibited from asking about criminal records until after the applicant has either completed an interview or received a conditional job offer. When considering an applicant with a criminal record, a state agency may consider the offense's nature, recency, and whether the job's duties would be affected by the conviction. Baton Rouge Ban the Box Ordinance. The Metropolitan Council of East Baton Rouge Parish and the City of Baton Rouge passed Ordinance No. 23-00403, which applies to city departments and companies that contract with them. Under this ordinance, city departments and contractors can't inquire about criminal history information on applications. They must also wait until after they extend a conditional job offer to inquire about criminal history. Exceptions exist for jobs requiring the consideration of criminal history by law. With the Baton Rouge Police Department. With the Baton Rouge Constable's Office, when the job involves police duties. With the Baton Rouge Fire Department. With Emergency Medical Services. With the Department of Human Development Services. With the Department of Juvenile Services. With the Greater Baton Rouge Airport Authority. Baton Rouge industries like healthcare, petrochemical, finance, and higher education must meet strict hiring and compliance standards. At iProspect Check, we provide fast, reliable, and fully compliant background checks tailored to your business needs. Our detailed reports help you hire with confidence while staying compliant with state and federal laws. For more information or a free quote, call us today, 888-509-1979. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. How long does a background check take in Baton Rouge? Most checks take 1 to 3 business days. More complex screenings like fingerprinting or international searches may take longer. Can background check results affect hiring? Yes. Employers may decide not to hire based on findings, but they must follow FCRA rules and Louisiana laws, including proper notice and fair evaluation. How much does a background check cost? Costs depend on the type and number of screenings. Contact us for a custom quote. Can I check my own background? Yes. Running a personal background check lets you see what employers might find. At iProspect Check, we offer personal screenings so you can address issues before applying.